Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hope your own personal version of Groundhog Day is going well. Of course, more bad stories out there as New York continues to feel the real brunt of the virus, but there was some positivity yesterday in my eyes. You know, seeing that ship show up, the USS Comfort, and dock in New York Harbor was one of the coolest things I've seen. I put out a video yesterday that I saw the one of the boats that was escorting the Comfort in and what it looked like and the Statue of Liberty and all the pictures. So that was something that was very, very inspiring. I know it's not a great sign that it's here because we need it, but I found that to be a little bit inspiring as we continue to roll through these days, Boomer, where things are less than normal and there is some sports to talk about, as maybe a general manager in New York has only got a little bit of time left. We'll cover it all this morning. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
All right, Gio. Good morning. You know, it's a tough morning today, especially after what happened yesterday. And now we've passed 1,000 deaths in the state of New York. And Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio are hanging on, man. They are hanging on for dear life. And I know, while it was comforting to see the U.S. Comfort, USNS Comfort, come up New York Harbor and dock in the harbor yesterday, the reality on the ground is completely different. And, you know, they've been preparing us for this, I feel like, for 2 weeks now, two and a half to 3 weeks. And whether it be the governor, you know, calling for more ventilators or whatever it may be, we are, like I said yesterday, really starting to see it and feel it. And the fact that we have passed over 1,000 deaths now is certainly startling. It's really hard to do a fun radio show to talk about different things and have a laugh here or there when the seriousness of this thing is really starting to ramp up. Well, it is ramped up and is going full steam right now. And as you can hear, I think, of the governor's voice yesterday about the need for nurses and doctors. And, you know, he's calling for all people on the front line to come and support the 12-hour shifts that our nurses are going through right now. I can't even imagine what it must be like on the ground for a lot of those people. And then on top of all of that, you have the NYPD having over 1,500 people that are out sick. You have a couple more that died yesterday. The MTA is struggling. Amazon workers are walking out. Whole food workers are potentially walking out. You know, people are now realizing the depths of this and how it is affecting everything, just literally everything. And that's why the social distancing thing is serious. And I thought that Governor Cuomo was pretty good yesterday talking about how frustrated he is with people outside not practicing social distancing. And when you see those photos of people taking photos of the Comfort as it comes down the harbor, you're like, what are you people thinking about? You know, and then you find out there's
just
a guy
put on the TV like a normal person at this point. Right. I mean, I know it's cool to see. It was one of the coolest things that I've seen in weeks, to be honest. But it was cool to see from my television and then on Twitter all the videos that were there. If I was close to it, there's no way I'd go out, especially in New York City, where we know things are a hell of a lot different than in Suffolk County, where I am right now. I mean, people are just, there's always going to be stupid people. It's just going to continue. But I still think the majority of people are still doing the same thing. That's why I don't love when I see that on Twitter, where there's just a cluster of morons, and then we show those cluster of morons and we think that the majority of people aren't doing the right thing. I believe that the majority of people are doing the right thing and practicing all the guidelines of social distancing, and there's still just a minority, a very, very small minority, that do dumb things like that yesterday.
Well, the problem is, and you can tell that the governor is getting very, very frustrated with these groups, no matter how many there are, whether it be playgrounds or fields. And there still are a group of people in this country that are not taking this thing as seriously as they should. And, you know, for everyone that, you know, fakes that they have coronavirus and coughs on, I don't know, some produce or something at a supermarket, you should take those people and take them to the emergency room at one of these hospitals that is now having trucks brought in, refrigerated trucks brought in as temporary morgues. And then they can go and see exactly just how serious this is and what the hell is going on in the ground. And I mean, yesterday was just a horrific day, and it's hard to actually talk about it and try to weave in sports and all that other stuff and news of the day. And, you know, I try to look for a lot of positive, and I think you just pointed something out. But again, the comfort, you know, it's here because it's going to hopefully, you know, open some beds in some more hospitals. That's why it's here. It's not going to be a COVID-19 treating station. It's going to be for other people with other problems, which is so desperately needed. The hospital space is needed, both in the community hospitals and the private hospitals. And, you know, Governor Cuomo talking about how now community hospitals and private hospitals, like people don't understand the hospital system in this state. So you have the community state-run hospitals, and then you have the private hospitals being like Columbia or NYU Langone or HSS and, you know, Mount Sinai and things of that nature. And then you have the state-run community hospitals, and the state-run community hospitals are being overrun. So yesterday he was talking about a public-private partnership for the first time in the history of these two systems, where one system is really trying to support the one system that's been overrun. So that's happening not only on the federal level, but it's also happening now on the private level. I mean, on the local level, I should say. So that's good news that there's cooperation in this fight. And there has to be, because if you don't have cooperation, you know, it's bad enough as it is. It could only get 10 times worse. And it's going to get worse here even further into April. They said, remember, April 15th, April 20th, somewhere around there would be the apex. So we're at the beginning of this curve, and now it's starting to really ramp up. And it's one of the saddest things I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, and of course we have to be prepared for that. I mean, this is one of those things where we know, just like we knew we'd be in this position a week or so ago, we have to be prepared for some of that bad news, because it's going to happen, because this is the trajectory of the virus. So, you know, that's another thing that I try to understand every day when I see these horrible numbers, is that, you know, once the virus sort of took over the city, that this was going to happen. It was going to happen that we were going to have, you know, X amount of deaths and X amount of people sick and X amount of people that were recovering as well coming out of these hospitals. So it can't be unexpected at this point. You just hope that, as I said yesterday when we were talking about this, that these measures that we're all taking, and everybody that I know, at least that I have spoken to, and it's been a number of people in during these last couple of weeks, is following these guidelines, it's at some point sooner or later we'll be able to see the effects of that, but it's just not going to happen this week, and it's probably not going to happen next week. But then after that, you hope to see these numbers come down, a little bit of the pressure easing off the hospitals. That's what I'm looking forward to, but you have to expect it. It's not that things are necessarily getting worse every day. They're just taking the natural progression of this virus that we expected, and unfortunately, we're expecting, you know, more bad news every single day, and that's what it's been. And we're all starved for good news. I'm certainly starved for good news. I'm not ignoring the bad news, but it's gotten to the point where, you know, I am at that capacity of it. It feels like it can't get any worse for me. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm putting that in any way that's understandable, but it's like I'm completely saturated with bad news. I can't even put any more bad news through me to be able to take anymore. It's really gotten to that point where it's just been every single day, numbers upon numbers and numbers and stacking and images and articles. And for my own mental health, because at some point, and I'm thinking about everybody who's sick, but at some point I got to think about me and my family and how we're going to be able to get through this and get on the other side and be healthy in all ways, shapes, and forms. You know, I got to find the things that keep me going. Because if I just dive into the coronavirus pool every single day and take all this information in and feel every bad statistic, then, I mean, I don't know how I can continue to do the show for 4 hours every day, because I would just be this big, depressed bowl of mush every single day, and that's what I don't want to be. You know, I want to be able to understand what's going on. I want to be able to take in that information. I want to be able to deal with it. I want to be able to deal with it like an adult, and I want to be able to go about my life somehow, some way, which is what most of the people listening to us are trying to do as well. And it's very, very difficult. I know that it is, but everybody has to wake up and try to get through the day the way that they see fit for the next few weeks or a month. And it's one of the it's a tough challenge. Everybody is faced with a tough challenge in their own way. But, you know, I try to remember, at least personally, that, you know, as you said many times, you know, this is not World War II. This is not World War I. I'm not getting shipped off to war and trench warfare with the Spanish flu. It's not that. But it's certainly one of the bigger challenges we've all faced in recent memory.
Well, I think we're all feeling it. That's the thing. And you and I get to talk about things for 4 hours. And I was thinking about last night when I was sending you some of the text messages, and I was like, man, this is going to be really hard. I mean, because I love when you're funny, Gio, and your impressions are great. And, you know, the conversation that we normally have on here is pretty lighthearted and everything else. But I think in light of everything and what is happening and watching the politicians and watching the local news cast and watching our county executives just look like nobody's getting any sleep. I mean, they're all working around the clock. They're all working as hard as they possibly can. They're all trying to coordinate all their efforts to keep as many people healthy as they possibly can. And then I think you and I are the lucky ones. We get to stay home. You know, we get to stay home. Not everybody can stay home. People have to take the subway. People have to take the buses. People have to go into work. People have to go to the supermarkets. People have to drive the trucks. And all those essential workers that are out there that are basically, you know, putting everything on the line. And they all have families. You know, they all have families as well, just like our NYPD folks. They, you know, they go to work every single day. I saw Dermot Shea giving a talking yesterday about losing a fifth member of the NYPD, how many people are out, how he's trying to, you know, take care of the city from a security standpoint as well as a facilitation standpoint when you're delivering things, still doing their job on the grounds. The FBI is on the ground here. The NSA is on the ground here. The CIA is on the ground here. Everybody is in New York trying to do their part in their particular area. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting that a guy in Brooklyn has a stash of medical supplies in Linden, New Jersey, and he is gouging you know, doctors' offices and hospitals into trying to sell all of this stuff that he has been hoarding. And they finally caught him yesterday. And as they go to catch him, he's coughing on them saying he's got coronavirus when actually he doesn't. And he's selling thousands of masks and all sorts of PPE equipment and things of that nature. And you think about that in this time and how many people could use that and use it for the right reasons. It just turns your stomach.
Yeah, I know. But this is what I'm saying, though. For every one of those guys, there's 1,000 people doing the right thing.
But there can't be one of them.
Yeah, I know. But there's going to be. What are we going to do? Right. We can yell and scream. There's always going to be jerks. There's always going to be a-holes. You know, it's impossible to stop that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in all throughout human history, even in the worst things that are going on, you know, and Governor Cuomo said this many, many times in his press conferences, it brings out the best of people, brings out the worst in people. You know, I can't focus on that guy. I can't. There's always going to be that guy. I remember when 9/11 happened, and I was up at Ithaca College, one of the 2 years I spent up there, and I remember somebody was selling a piece of the tower on eBay and how sick that made me. You know, but of course there's one of those guys like that. And then there's all the first responders that went there and risked their lives to be able to help. So, you know, we could talk about, you know, the one guy who's hoarding the mask over and over again and the jerks that are going outside to look at and gathering in crowds to look at the USS Comfort. I could talk about, you know, the drive for masks and gloves that the Suffolk County had where, you know, thousands upon thousands of people showed up, were donating anything they had in their house that could go to the hospitals. So this is the stuff that I'm saying. It's like there's always going to be those bad stories, but for every one of those, you know, there's thousands of volunteers who are putting themselves out there to help volunteer in hospitals and volunteer from a mental health standpoint. You see all those numbers every day. We talked about them yesterday. So, like, that's the stuff I can't control that. I can't stop these people. I hope that they get caught, right? But, like, if we're going to be able to mentally survive this, I got to focus on the good and all the hard work and all the great people that are out there busting their ass and the nurses and everything. I don't even want to talk about the jerk who's got a million masks in his storage unit and he's coughing on people. It's just like what I want to see is that guy who was coughing on the oranges get his ass kicked. That's what I'd like to see, and I'll laugh at that a million times. But
other than that, like, look at all the people that are stepping up. Like, that's where I want the focus to be on, at least for me. Like, and that's what makes me feel good. As much as it sucks every day waking up in this weird world that we're now living in, like, the things that make me feel encouraged that we will see the other side of it is all the people stepping up, these nurses, these doctors, the police officers, the grocery store, all these people. You know, I'm sitting in my house. I feel useless and helpless. But I think about them, and then you get the strength that they have every day. And that's the thing. Not the idiot who's coughing on people. Not that guy. Don't even want to think about that guy. And guess what? No matter how hard we try, we're never going to eradicate the human race of those type of guys. They're always going to be there. But it's up to us to take this information that we get every day and then to find the good in it and hope that the good outweighs the bad. Because there's never going to be no bad. That just doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know. I understand you're right. It's just that, you know, you hear our governor, you know, just asking for supplies and asking for people and this. And then you find out you have one of these guys that is obviously not listening and he's obviously selling things. I mean, it's just so reprehensible and just so insulting that it just boils your blood. And that's because you do compare it to the people that are working, you know, the people that you've never even heard of that are putting in those 12-hour shifts and everything else. I don't want to belabor that point anymore. I mean, I'm done with it, but I will say that we're going to see even more now the next few days and the next few weeks. So we just got to batten down the hatches. People got to stay in, and they got to social distance. They got to do the best they can. I went online to a Walgreens yesterday, and I was standing outside. I had a mask on, and we're standing there. There's probably about six of us, and they're only letting five people in the Walgreens at a time, which is smart. And there was an older woman who didn't have a mask on. She looked at me. She goes, "You know, what's the deal with the mask?" I said, "Well, the deal with the mask is that, you know, I kind of live with a CF patient, so I kind of know all about these masks, and this is why we wear them. So, you know, we protect him as much as we protect ourselves, blah, blah, blah." I said, "If anything else, it's actually peace of mind, to be honest with you. Just peace of mind." And she goes, "You know, you're probably right." And, you know, she was an older woman who was not wearing a mask, was not wearing gloves, went about her business as if nothing was going on. So I appreciate that kind of level of understanding and how she was very careful to stay away from everybody. But she also, it was kind of shocking to me to see her out walking around, kind of like I felt unprotected, you know. So I just it's just a weird time, as you said. And the more you go around, the more you see things. I went for a drive yesterday just to go look around what's happening. I mean, it is empty on Long Island. There's just like nothing going on except for the supermarkets and the testing areas and the hospitals. Those are the three areas where there are just tons of people. And also the urgent care centers, by the way, are being overrun as we speak now, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of people that are going outside and doing the things they need to do to stay sane without protective equipment because they're social distancing. I mean, it's one of these things where if you're going into a large crowd, if they still exist, because I haven't seen a lot of large crowds, but if you're doing that, then, yeah, you want to protect yourself as much as possible. If you're going into a store like you saw this lady, for sure. But, I mean, a lot of people, like when I go outside for walks, and I think it's actually going to be sunny today for the first time in since Friday, which will be really nice to be able to get outside, at least around here. You know, I'm going to go outside. I'm not going to have a mask on because I'm going to be outside. And if I see anybody else on the sidewalk, you know, I move away. And the people that have been around me, they're also doing the same thing. Everybody's doing the right thing. So I think the social distancing is the biggest part of it. I mean, you just close human contact with people you don't know or people you don't know what they have, or it could be people you do know but you haven't seen in a while and you don't know what they were exposed to. That's the stuff you really, really have to stay away from. And I really do believe that, for the most part, everybody is practicing in this. I mean, at least everything that I see in real life. I mean, now when I open up Twitter and we're hyper-focused on one or two things that goes on, yeah, sure, it looks terrible. Oh, no one's doing the right thing. But at least from what I know and what I see around here, and I know I'm living in a town where there's not a lot of people, but there's certainly not any gatherings going on. There's none of that going on.
I mean, you're right. I mean, look, I just felt like we had to start this way this morning, and I'm sure we'll take a number of calls throughout the morning in regards to people's individual situations and experiences. You mentioned a general manager that may not be around here much longer.
Yes, we will get to that as well. It's a Jay Glazer report. You got to believe in Jay Glazer, right? Jay Glazer is not a guy who just throws stuff out there for the hell of it. He usually nails everything. So, yes, there's there is that we will get to. We'll sprinkle in some sports this morning as well. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network, and radio.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.